97.9 FM, WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz, and welcome Freddie Kiger into the studio.
What,
how you doing here, my good buddy?
Hey,
what's going on?
Am I correct to think this is a momentous day?
A momentous day in what way?
In the pilgrimage and travels of Ronald Stutz.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Today is the anniversary of sorts.
Yeah, go, folks.
First day I was employed here.
Yeah, go ahead.
WCHL.
First day that you were actually on the job at WCHL back in 1977.
Wasn't actually doing the morning show. Wasn't really on the air that day. It was the day where I kind of was in the studio, you know, watching and learning talking to all the people who were on the air.
Right.
But, you know, it was shortly after that when I went on the air.
Oh, man.
But first day of employment
36
here.
36 years ago. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a few. 36 times 52.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Hard to believe, man.
It is.
You know, when I first came here, I had no idea I would end up being here this long.
You're the trooper.
You know, I came here for a new job, you know.
It was like me for teaching. Because I started teaching that fall.
Yeah.
And just thought, well, I'll do this for a few, four or five years. And
you didn't think you'd end up doing it for a
20.
Career, you know. But, you know,
what the heck. It is funny how...
Time slips away.
Yeah.
Ain't it funny?
Yep.
Yeah. You went on to become a master teacher and still teaching. Hey,
yeah,
you
still teaching.
You just got back from this big educational
trip. Doing Gettysburg
trip.
That was there for the sesquicentennial.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about that.
Powerful. That was powerful.
Yeah.
I had a lot of Kigers who went across the field as we reenacted on the third day, July the 3rd at 3 o'clock. And most survived, but there were
some did not.
There were at least two who were killed there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was, personally, for me, it was probably the most emotional and most moving time I'd ever been there. Hundreds of thousands of people who were there. Yeah, I had 52 people from the University of North Carolina General Alumni Association who were with us, and it was a great, great time.
That's what Freddie does, folks.
Well, I'm very blessed. Very, very blessed.
Yeah, it's a lot of
fun, I'm sure.
Man.
We both are.
Yeah, we do a lot of interesting things.
We sure do.
Yeah, no question about that.
Well, we're going to continue North Carolina summer vacation spots for the rest of the week.
All right,
ready?
A lot of great places to go.
Oh, my gosh, it's a fantastic place. You know, we had Fontana Lake yesterday.
Yep.
All right, here we go for today. Famous monadnocks.
Famous monadnocks?
In North Carolina.
You ready? What is that?
First of all, I think we should do. A monadnock is an isolated rock, hill, knob, ridge, or small mountain that rises abruptly from a gently sloping or virtually level surrounding plain.
Right.
You know, kind of like the classic example in North Carolina is Pilot Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right. But this state has another great example. This one, also a state park, is located in Allegheny and Wilkes counties.
Right.
Not far from Sparta and Elkin. Name that state park and feature. It is a famous monadnock in North Carolina. Our classic example in North Carolina, Pilot Mountain. But this state has another great example of a monadnock. It's also a state park located in Allegheny and Wilkes counties, close to Sparta and Elkin.
Yeah.
Name it.
I think I know.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I think I've been there.
It's a beautiful state park, and it's not that far from here.
No, it's not.
It's a great day trip.
Oh, it's about 3 hours away?
No,
two and a half?
Probably two and a half.
Yeah. Well.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from The Standard. It's half off. $20 towards great food available until midnight for $10. Does gourmet food, a comfortable setting, and a family-owned vibe sound good? That's what you'll find at The Standard. Enjoy this local bar and pizza bistro that offers seasonal menus complete with gourmet, local fresh food, fine spirits, and a wide variety of local craft beers at affordable prices. It's half off from The Standard, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, were you talking about Morrow Mountain State Park?
Not Morrow Mountain. No. Georgia has one as well.
Stone Mountain. Yeah. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I grew up maybe 45 minutes from there and never went there.
Really?
I went to Hanging Rock all the time. I went to Pilot Mountain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, worked on Pilot Mountain for a while, but never got to Stone Mountain until maybe a few years ago.
Yeah.
What an incredible park.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And a geologic feature that just like... Wow, you scratch your head.
You don't see that kind of thing very often.
No, it rises sharply, Stone Mountain does, over 600 feet from the surrounding terrain. Great place for hiking, climbing, one of the best climbing places in the state of North Carolina, and brook trout fishing.
Wow, Yeah, that makes me hungry just talking about it.
Oh, baby.
Just you kind of get this cool feeling, a refreshing feeling.
Yeah,
thinking about Brook Trout. Hey, by the way, since I said Morrow Mountain a few minutes ago, where is that? I can't remember.
You know what? I'm trying to remember. I want to say it's down toward in the Charlotte area or maybe just west. Yeah,
I think it is somewhere not far from there.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, because I've been there as a kid, and I grew up close to
that area. Kind of in that area, too, but it's down maybe on the way to Gastonia, between Charlotte, Gastonia, and that section.
Yeah, just kind of out of curiosity.
That's
all right. Has nothing to do with today's question, but thank you very much.
Well, you know what? You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
You too, man.